Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, we must make a quality decision on this triumphant Thursday, this terrific Thursday, to rejoice and
be glad.
I want to encourage you, get outside. Nobody says you can't go outside.
Yeah.
Go outside, get some fresh air, enjoy the sunlight on today. Look around at God's creation. This is a time of rest for some, and it's also a time of a lot of work for others who are on the front line. So we want to say thank you to each and every person working in the medical field, each and every person that's working in the stores that are open. We appreciate you so much. Each and every parent that is standing in the gap as an educator for their child during this time of virtual instruction, thank you. I know a lot of parents were frustrated at first and there was a big learning curve, but I'm seeing now that parents are enjoying this time. After they overcame that hurdle, they're now enjoying the time and they're learning right along on the topics with their children. So thank you to all of the parents. Thank you to all the essential workers. Thank you to all those in the medical field. I know a lot of people are taking extra precautions as they go and work in rehab facilities and nursing homes, and it's making their day a little bit longer to be able to go in the routine as they check in and such. But we just want to say thank you. You are so appreciated, and may the God of grace continue to pour into you everything that you need to be a light in the midst of darkness in this season.
Amen. Amen. God is a great God. God is a God that provides.
Mm-hmm.
God is a God that lead. God is a God that loved. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, where we left off yesterday. I got to come back there because, Pastor Dye, you sit around this microphone and I sit around this microphone is a living proof. Mm-hmm. We are living proof of this verse here.
Yes, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
We know this.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me. Celebration Tabernacle Church is a living proof of this word.
Yes.
Celebration Tabernacle Church in the heart of Cocoa is a living proof of this word. That God has blessed that church.
Mm-hmm.
It's a living proof of the prayer of Jabez.
Mm-hmm.
Living proof. First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Living proof of the hand of God. Not the hand of men.
Mm-hmm.
The hand of God. If you drive down Dixon Boulevard, you'll see the hands of God.
Mm-hmm.
Not the hands of men. It is not supported by men.
Mm-hmm. And it all started with a word, not with money.
Right.
It started with a word. So we got to get that. Sometimes we're waiting on the money to move on the word.
Oh, we
but you have to move first on the word.
Man, every time I think of that, that's why I'm so sure I live by it. Because I've seen it. Because if somebody had come and give me money to do that work, then I would still have doubt. If they didn't give it to me, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm.
That comes from God. I've seen the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And today, God controls it because at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, at 1046, we are able to feed what now?
Mm-hmm.
We are able to feed
hundreds and hundreds up into thousands of people a week.
Right.
Yes. And we want to encourage you to come out. If you're an essential worker, come by after work this afternoon and pick up a meal. This sometimes people think, oh, well, it's just for people who are maybe poor or people who are homeless. No, this is to give you a break on tonight. This is to be a blessing onto you, convenience onto your family. Bring home a meal that's already prepared. That thing is delicious. Bring it home. You don't have to cook. You don't have to do no dishes. You just bring it home prepackaged. Your family eats it together. Y'all have a good time. Save a little bit of stress from the dishes.
And Pastor Diana, that's why when you teach and give in, you teach with passion and with surety.
Yes.
Not trust. Yeah.
Because I tested it, and it worked.
That's right. Watch this. We're not teaching from wants. Mm-hmm. There's a difference when somebody is teaching from wants. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to find some gimmicks and some tricks now to try to get something. Because mm-hmm. if I don't trick people to give, I am not going to be able to continue my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. No, my friend.
Yeah.
When we talk about giving, we talk about what we know.
Yeah, what we tested.
What we have tested.
What God has proved.
What God has proved. And not because somebody says so, but because mm-hmm. we have seen it mm-hmm. in the Word. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me to give if you can't show me where it is in the Word. So when I give, and when you give, mm-hmm. you give what? Based mm-hmm. upon the Word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that word one day that says give, and it shall be what?
Given unto me. Shaken up.
Yeah, pressed up. Running over. Who write that? No prophet write that. Yeah. No preacher write that. So when I give, I say, okay, God, show me where to give. Mm-hmm. You see, Pastor, we are smart mm-hmm. givers. Mm-hmm. Show me where to give.
Given to what God is doing.
And then I must see it grow.
Yes. That's it.
I'm not going to plant something and doesn't mm-hmm. see it grow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy planting. Mm-hmm. Now, when I was a little boy in Jamaica, Pastor Dad, mm-hmm. I watched my mom plant corn. Mm-hmm. So she get the corn seed mm-hmm. and she dig, you know, she prepare the ground and she put the seed down. And in a couple days, those seeds start to grow. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Those seeds start to grow. And I watch them grow, and I watch them turn into a tremendous harvest. Mm-hmm. So my mom always go to that ground to plant. Mm-hmm. Why? Because she knows it's good what?
Soil. Mm-hmm.
She don't change, my friend.
Yes.
She planted where she knows it's going to what?
Grow. And when she plants corn seed, her yeah. expectation is that corn will grow.
Grow.
So money ties us to yeah. things. So we have to be careful about where we're sowing our money. Because yeah. if you're sowing your money into things that are not good, like people who sow their money into feed addictions and such of alcohol yeah. and drugs, it's taken more and more territory for that spirit. So we have to be careful. We need to really watch where our money
goes.
Is going, because it is taking territory. It is tying and binding you to those things. So if when we think about some of the top things that people are addicted to, most of them, probably 100% of them, are some way tied with money.
Yeah.
So we have to be very, very cautious of where and why we sow our seeds. We want to make sure that we're sowing into good ground. We're sowing with good intentions. We're sowing cheerfully, and then we're taking territory. We're taking dominion of good things, and we're taking dominion. We're taking hold of the promises of God and His financial system. When we sow, we're tapping in to His financial system, and we got to get that. We got to be very careful, because sometimes we don't even realize how much money we spend on yeah. things that are of negative towards our life. And if we put it in comparison to how much we sow into the kingdom, it's very, you know, very small. Maybe yeah. somebody's just putting a little bit of money in the offering plate every now and then, but they're spending every day money on something. And it's tying you to whatever you are spending that money on. So, you know, you want to break an addiction, cut off the money to it.
Yeah.
And it may hurt for a little while, but eventually, if you want to cut off a drug addiction, cut off the money that goes to it. You want to cut off an alcohol addiction, cut off the money that goes to it. You want to cut off a pornography addiction, cut off the money that goes to it. And soon and very soon, you may be distraught for a little while, but soon and very soon, that thing will pass once you cut that money off to it.
Sow into what God is doing. Look for what God is doing. Mm-hmm. Look for what He's doing, where He's working, and put your money there. Mm-hmm. Because you are going, you are joining mm-hmm. what God is doing. That's mm-hmm. what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You're joining what God is mm-hmm. doing. And so, I don't know why, but somebody need to hear this. Mm-hmm. When you sow into what God is doing, mm-hmm. and when you see what God is doing, you rejoice. You mm-hmm. don't have no complaint. Mm-hmm. So if you're complaining about your giving, mm-hmm. would it be you sowing in the wrong place? You don't mm-hmm. need to complain. Just stop giving your money there. Mm-hmm. Well, you complain. And you don't need to let the devil get you to bash the work of God, mm-hmm. because that's how the devil will do it. He will trick us to let us sow into wrong stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when we didn't see no result, we start to bash the work of God and then discourage faithful givers. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I don't mm-hmm. give. No, the reason why you don't give is because you're not giving according to what God mm-hmm. is doing. Mm-hmm. You're giving according to what man is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My wife has to say, I lay my treasures up in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because I lay it up in heaven, I put it on earth, mm-hmm. and I will receive my reward where? In heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And she was a tremendous giver, but she gave only into what?
God is doing.
That's exactly mm-hmm. right. And she leave that knowledge with us, Pastor mm-hmm. Dai. And we'll continue it. You're going to ask me to give, then show me what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give to it. Are you feeding the poor? That's God.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he anointed me to do what? Preach the what? The gospel to the poor, to heal mm-hmm. the brokenhearted, give into the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God is doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another one right there.
Yeah.
People spend a lot of money on prescriptions, on doctor appointments and stuff, and then they're tied to this diagnosis or this pharmaceutical stronghold. So we got to be careful. Got to be careful.
Test the spirit. Give it to what God is doing. God is a great God. God is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to tell yourself every day, this is the day.
The Lord has made.
Terrorize mm-hmm. the devil with that word.
Mm-hmm.
You think you terrorize. We don't just say it here as mm-hmm. cliche. But when we say it, we know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says there's no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. Mm-hmm. So when we say this is the day the Lord has made, every demon in hell hear it.
Yes.
That we recognize that this is God's day.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to what? Rejoice and be glad in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had already prayed a prayer. Show me the path, O Lord, that I should take today.
And every terrifying spirit, we got to get this, because remember that the enemy is wicked. He's a twister. He's a turner. So when the enemy tries to throw a spirit of terror on you to make you afraid, that's really because you are called to be a terror unto him. So we got to see that, how it's laid out in the word. In Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 25, the Lord says, "This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you upon the nations, the whole heaven, who shall hear the report of you and shall tremble and be in anguish because of you." So we are the ones that are supposed to be terrifying the enemy. The enemy is not supposed to be terrifying us. So when the enemy turns and he tries to bring terror upon you, you must rise up in your high calling in Christ Jesus of who you are. Because what it says of Satan in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 16 through 17, "Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, 'Is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners?'" So when we really see how little power the enemy has, but he did such a big, terrible job, we're going to say these words to him. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. Hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's Thursday, April 16th. We are probably about 16 days into social distancing
mm-hmm.
and kind of stay-at-home orders, and So if you got your radio tuned on here on WMIE 91.5, we're glad you're joining us. If you're catching this on a podcast later, we're glad you're joining us. And what we do here is we do a live drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. Take a chapter of the Bible, spend some time reading it, talk